Kodemukoi Kodosh. And this is what we do on our vacations. We stag, we learn Torah, and certainly on the Shavuos Shachavo Shavuos, it's a very matim, and it's mamish what the Hachana for Shavuos is all about. Today's sugya involves a shaila, which I guess is somewhat academic, but there's a lot to learn from the shaila, that if someone was not able to have a haircut, the barbershops were closed, he wasn't able to go to the barbershops, as we experienced before Pesach, and even afterwards here in the midst of this magefa, and then was not able to take his haircut for Yontiv, and lo and behold, either in the middle of Chol HaMoed or sometime during Svira, when he was still in his when conducting himself in the Avelis of the Svira. Barbershop open, a barber was available. Is he allowed to take a haircut even though he's in his man where it's usher to your haircut? Is this an exception or not? So, this is a sugya, based upon the Mishnah beginning of the third parak of Moed Katan, Veilu Megalchin, that the Mishnah gives a list of exceptions to the rule where Chazal allowed one to be Megaleach, to take a haircut and shave during Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara asked the obvious question. I said, okay, you know, these are the exceptions, but the rule is that it's usher outside of these exceptions. As the Mishnah ends off saying, Hare Elim Atar V'Shar Kol Odom Asur. And so why talk is it usher? What is the isser of taking a haircut during Chol HaMoed? So the Gemara comes out that the isser is Al Shalei Kanis L'Regel G'Shum Anuvel. That there's a mitzvah to take a haircut and look nice and be shaven, and before going into Yontif. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins over here in Siman Tafkuf Lamed Aleph, right in the beginning, mitzvah l'galeach be'erev Yontif. Sounds like that there's a special din of Dafka doing in an erev Yontif, and it's not so clear what the mocker to that is, that Dafka in erev Yontif certainly is more. It's more muchach that you're doing it look over the yontiv, but the main thing is that you go into yontiv looking nice as part of kav yontiv. We have special begotten for yontiv, and we're machabi the yontiv as Chazal tell us, and this is part of the covered special code for yontiv is being magulach. The shun person shouldn't look like a manuvel, and Chazal, in order to sort of say enforce this and make sure that it gets done, they made a gezeir, and they said whoever doesn't come into the yontiv already shaven is not allowed to shave during Chol HaMoed. What's the why? Because the person is very busy before yontiv, as we all know, and whether it's getting ready for yontiv itself or just he's busy with his work and trying to get things done before the yontiv comes, and the human nature is to go and push it off, says, I'm very busy, I don't have time to get a haircut, I got to get a lot of things done, and I have plenty of time during Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, I'm now working, and I'll be able to look good for Chol HaMoed, for the last days of Yontif, for Simchas Torah. And Chazal didn't want that. Chazal did not want a person to procrastinate or push it off. They wanted a person to go into the beginning of Yontif, the onset of Yontif, already looking good. And therefore, they said that they put what the poskim calls like a kanas, a very strong initiative that if one is not able, if one does not take a haircut beforehand, you're not, whoever comes in the yontiv being manuvel, you cannot take a haircut. There's no haircuts, no shaving allowed during Chol HaMoed itself. So it's an issur d'rabbanan that the Chazal asked. And as I mentioned, there's certain exceptions. Now, we clearly see from here that it's only because Chazal asked it. Mitzad meleches Chol HaMoed, Pashas, we see, would have been mutter. It's not a malacha that's usher in Chol HaMoed. Why? Even though it is a malacha, it's gozes, it certainly is a malacha. It's from the Lama Tes Malachas. It should have been usher on Chol HaMoed. But it's considered a tzara chamoed, and not only that, many Rishonim say, it's like tzara chocho nefesh, that a tzara chai haguf, to look nice, to look yofa, the yipui haguf, that's considered a tzara chai haguf. And Tzarei Chaguf, even a Maisa Umin is Mutter. Even if we say call this as a Maisa Umin, if we call it like that, a barber, like his Maisa Umin, even that Lachara is that Feferish is Mutter for Tzarei Chocho Nefesh, and Tzarei Chaguf is the din of Tzarei Chocho Nefesh. Not only that, but generally speaking, there's an isser to machaven malach de lemoy, to purposely push off even a maisa hediot. I'll say, I'll have time, I'll do it chol hamoed, because I'll say, no, I'll do that. Even if it ends up coming chol hamoed and you need it, once you push it off, b'shat nefesh, knowing that you could have done it before, that's aser. But by tzorchei ochel nefesh, and tzorchei haguf, you'll have to mamash be machaven malach de lemoed. So as far as meleches chol hamoed is concerned, all this should have been mutter. Comes chazal, and they make this gezeira that shlei kanes lerego kishu manuvo. So now, once Chazal answered this, as the Monavam adds on, Chazal answered it even idea goy. Because once we see that, this has nothing to do with Meleches Chol Hamoed. Meleches Chol Hamoed is true, Amir La'akum is Aser, even by Meleches Chol Hamoed. But even when there's exceptions, like the Tzorach Mitzvah, where Amir La'akum would have been Mutter, but when it comes to this halacha, usually kaneis leregel shemunuvel, even idea goy is aser, because here is the totsah that's aser. Chazal did not want someone to have his hair cut, going and doing chol hamoed itself. Whether a monkey cuts it, whether it gets blown off by the wind, whatever it might be, he's not allowed to have his hair cut doing chol hamoed. And that's part of the kenas, part of the gezerah. It doesn't make a goy or not. That it's usher to have his hair cut during chol hamoed. Again, it's not melacha oriented. It's a special separate gezerah. Derech agav, the Magen Avraham points out that for a yid to give a goy a haircut is certainly usher. And it sounds like from the Magen Avraham that even if there would be a reason to allow it, like say some type of a tzorach hamoed, the goy needs it for chol hamoed, that would not be allowed. How come? It's not because of this gezerah, obviously. It sounds like from the Magen Avraham that whenever meleches chol hamoed is mutter, whenever it's a tzorach hamoed, whenever meleches chol hamoed is mutter, is only mutter l'tzorach hayid, similar to yantiv, where whatever malach is mutter l'tzorach ochel nefesh is only mutter when you're doing it for a yid, not when you're doing it for a goy, as Chazal tell us in Maseches Be'ah. And therefore, who din over here, Lagabi chol hamoed, it sounds like that whatever is mutter in chol hamoed is only mutter to do for l'tzorach hamoed of a yid, not a goy. And the Chayorim writes this befeirish, that it's only mutter for a yid, and not a goy. There are those that argue, and are being a fakfik on that. But the Derech Agav, that's an interesting Magen Avraham over here, that one is not allowed to give a haircut to a goy on chol hamoed. So comes our Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, Ve'ilam begalchem, these are the exceptions to the rule. What are the part of the list of these exceptions? Habam and Dinas Hayam, person was traveling and was on a boat and wasn't able to get a haircut on the boat, obviously. And lo and behold, he shows up during chol hamoed or right before yantiv without enough time to do it before yantiv. Or mebeis hashivya, he was taken captive. Vayosim beis hasurim, he was a prisoner, and therefore was not able to do it. Yishami says over here, even technically speaking, he really could have done it, but it wasn't a good atmosphere to have it done. A prisoner uncomfortable having it done there. It's considered that he wasn't able to do it, and so on and so forth. There are all different cases where a person was some type of onus, some level of onus, it was beyond his control. He was not able to take his haircut and the shave before yantiv. Then those are exceptions where he's allowed to do it during yantiv itself. That's the tzad hashav of all these cases. There's some type of onus. So comes the Gemara, and the Gemara said, okay, we have this list of onsim. What about here another case? What happens if a person, say he lost an Aveda in Erev Yontif. He was busy the whole Erev Yontif trying to find a very expensive watch, ring. The engagement ring was lost, and looking all around the whole day to try to find it. And because of that, was not able to get a haircut. So he was an onus. I mean, he definitely had something important to take care of. So is he allowed to do it? So the Gemara comes out, no. You know, it's not muchach. Other people will learn from him. That if he could do it, I guess, I could do it too. The cases in the Mishnah are more muchach. The cases in the Mishnah, everybody knows about. Everybody knows it was an exception. Here, not everybody knows that he lost this aveda. And I mean, the Gemara goes and asks another question. that when it says, what happened if the Uman lost the Aveda, the barber lost the Aveda? So he puts a sign up on his on the barber on his store, on the barber shop, and he's the only barber in town. I'm sorry, I'm out for the day. I'm looking for an Aveda. So this is much more public, much more known, and because of that, he was not able to get a haircut. Truth is, others weren't able to get a haircut too, but certainly he was not able to get a haircut, and because he was busy all day, and everybody knows that the barber was out to the little, you know, out for the day, was not able to get a haircut. So is the barber allowed to get a haircut? On that, the Gemara says that it's taken. It's not clear. Is that muchach enough? And the Maisa, most Rishonim Paskin, the way it's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, and the way the at least the Monavon brings down, rather, that it's usher. That we Paskin Lechumah, as the Mukha Yosef Paskins over here, that it's usher. And the Rishonim explain, you know, it's not muchach enough. And if the barber can't get it, and Huradin, the Meiri adds on, according to this, it would be totally whether other people in the city could get it too. Others wouldn't be able to get it either. No one could get a haircut. Even that's not the level of onus that's on the same level of the cases mentioned in the Mishnah. You see, you need a certain level of onus that it's known. And we learn from here that in order to be mutter, it has to be an onus meforsim, a known onus, that there is a kol, a very large kol, as the Ritva writes, that everybody knows about it, that this onus existed. Also, it has to be known that due to this onus, due to this fact that the person was in this particular scenario, he was not able to get a haircut. Putting all that together, those are where we have the exceptions. Outside of that, we don't have any other exceptions. And there are, so we see that there are many different levels of onus, and we have to know exactly what level of onus is what Chazal allowed. Tosus is musupik. What happens if the barber, the Uman, the barber, was sick the whole day of Erev Yontev, before Pesach, he was sick? We're talking about a known sickness. Everybody knew Nebuch. Everybody knew that the barber's sick. They're saying Tehillim for him, and he was not able to give haircuts going into Yontev. Everybody knew about their onus, and Tosus Masupik, you know, still might not be muchach enough for him, and certainly for others too. Now, the Meiri wants to be mekel. Meiri says, if it's so muchach, and it's muchach lakol, then it'll be mutter, you know, for the barber and even for others to get a haircut if everybody knew the barber was sick. And so we see that. You have to know how Chazal were magder what's considered a high level onus or not, whether it was meforsim or not. In fact, the Karen Ora writes in his Chidushim in Moed Katan, says v'tzorech iyan gadol lishko b'maznayim u'lechalik b'neim. You know, to know exactly how Chazal defined or were magder each level onus is not it's hard for us to really understand completely. We had to be Madama Milsa to know what exactly Chazal were mekel on and what they asked and what they were masupik about. Okay, so we have the cases mentioned here. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the exceptions. Are there any other exceptions, Lamaisa, that we have? We had two attentive cases in the Gemara that Lamaisa were Machmaran. Are there any other exceptions that we could perhaps learn from and be Magdir and perhaps applying to the case that we're dealing with here in our Tekufa? There's a famous psak. That's Miyuchas to Rabbeinu Tam. The Hagos Hashri here quotes it. It's not so clear whether Rabbeinu Tam really said it himself, but there definitely is some Rishon that said it. And that is the following, that the Rabbeinu Tam held that if someone took a haircut on Erev Yontif, and he showed us that he's been careful in the halacha, and he's going into the Yontif not being maneuver, so he himself is now allowed to go and take another haircut and shave doing Chol HaMoed itself. How come? Because the whole Gezerah doesn't apply to him. I mean, he went into the Yontif and showed us. He talked about he got a haircut on Erev Yontif, not 2 or 3 days before. On Erev Yontif, he got a haircut. He shaved. He made himself look very, very nice for the Yontif, very bekovetic. So the whole Gezerah doesn't apply by him. And therefore, it's mutter for him to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, and shave on Chol HaMoed. Alamaisa, the Torah and many others argued with this psak on two accounts, two reasons. Number one, they said that not everybody knows. How does everybody know that he took the haircut then? How does everybody know what it is? He knows about it. His family members know about it, but has to be mafursim lako. Does everybody know that he got a haircut on Erev Yontif? Everybody knows about that? It's not known enough. And therefore, people could learn from him the wrong thing, and that's not enough to be an exception. Reason number two that the Torah and others bring down is that Chazal gave us an exact amount of exceptions. This was not included in them. We only have this set amount of exceptions. We can't start making up our own exceptions using different svaras and things. Well, the Gezerah doesn't apply. Chazal gave us exceptions. This doesn't fit under that example of an exception. And the Maisa, we do not pass like Rabbeinu Tam. And the Shulchan Aruch says a Farish, that even a person got a haircut on Erev Yontif, he's not allowed to go and take another haircut or shave during Chol HaMoed itself. We do not pass like Rabbeinu Tam. In fact, the Pima Gadim says that we can't even use Rabbeinu Tam even as a tzeru for anything to make fakes with it. We do not paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, fine. So it ends up being that we see that this is not an exception, but it could be that's not an exception because again, not everybody knew about it. But say you would have a case, a type of onus that everybody talking knew about. It was so meforsim. It was so known. And then maybe there's enough reason to be makel. And the Me'iri Taka says that. The Me'iri writes, and he's talking about if the barber got sick and everybody knew about it, he'll be able to take a haircut when he gets better. And everybody else in the city would be able to get a haircut because it was known that going into Yontif, he was not able to give haircuts. He was sick and it was known. There's an onus and to force him a call, then it's fine. And so we see that the Me'iri Taka says that if it's an onus and to force him a call, and everybody knows about it, that's much better than Rabbeinu Tam's case. The Taka would be mutter. But again, according to the second reason that Rabbeinu Tam that the Torah argues in Rabbeinu Tam is not mentioned in the Mishnah. It sounds like even if it's a known case, it might be even more meforsim than the cases mentioned in the Mishnah, we cannot be makel. We only have the case of Chazal and Mekelon. We can't add on any more cases than that. And if so, even the Me'iri's case, we would not be able to be makelon because it's very meforsim. It might be more meforsim than the case in our Mishnah. We were locked in to the exact cases that Chazal told us, the exact exceptions. And in fact, the Rashba writes in the Tshuva that there was a person who was, he himself was Nebuch, very sick, and evidently it was known that he was very sick, and the Shiloh was asked to the Rashba, is he allowed to get a haircut during Chol HaMoed? He could not have gotten a haircut going into Yontif. He was sick. He was very ill. And Chol HaMoed, he got better. And the Rashba says, we cannot do it. We cannot do it. We only have these exceptions. We cannot add on anymore. Says the Rashba Raya to this, because the Gemara later on in Daf Yudal and Aleph, dons on what about if a child was born during Chol HaMoed? A katan was born during Chol HaMoed with a lot of hair, and you want to give this child a haircut during Chol HaMoed, and is that allowed or not? He wasn't even in the world to get a haircut. Of course he could not have gotten a haircut. And everybody was a big simcha in town. He was born. It seems like everybody kind of knew about it, evidently. And they knew about this child and everything. He was born with a lot of hair. Can he get a haircut? And the Gemara attempts to say, well, maybe he's included in the case of the Mishnah. He was a Beis Hasurim. When he's inside his mother, he was like in jail. He could not have gotten a haircut. So it's included in the case of the Mishnah. Zokta Rashba, why do you have to compare it to the case of the Mishnah? On its own, it's a case of onus. Why do you have to try to fit it in? Oh, this is what the Mishnah means, Beis Hasurim. Evidently, that if it's not included in the cases of the Mishnah, then we cannot be makel. As big of an onus as it might be, as known as it might be, if it's not what Chazal allowed, we cannot go add on to Chazal's list. That is what the Rashba passing. So it seems to be a machlokas rishonim over here. That if we have a high-level onus that's known, it's meforsim, and it's parallel, if not more of an onus to the case mentioned in the Mishnah, can we add on the case? The Me'iri seems to be is Mekel. The Ritva also seems to be Mekel. someone learned in Tosas later on in the Perek and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis that he would allow more cases too. At the same time, the Rashba, and there's a Sefer Eshkol, and others are Machmir. And this Rashba is brought down the halach in Shulchan Aruch that a chola cannot go and get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. And the Mechaber also passed like Rabbeinu Tam. And that doesn't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. We mean that someone who took a haircut on Yom Tov cannot take a haircut during Chol HaMoed. It sounds like that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that there are not any other onsim that are allowed, only the ones that are mentioned beferish in Chazal. And based upon this, we would lechora have to say that no matter what, and even in the coronavirus, this tekufa, this magefa, even as it's as known as it is to everyone, we will not be able to add on any more cases than what Chazal himself mentioned. And there's a tshuva, Zera Emes, when I get a chashuv tshuva from the Sfardim of the time of the Chidah, contemporary of the Chidah. And he's very, very stark that the Rashba and the tshuva set down this rule. We cannot add anything else, and that's it. And now it's interesting that the Vilna Gaon, in explaining the Shulchan Aruch, why the Shulchan Aruch did not paskel like Rabbeinu Tam, and why the Shulchan Aruch was machmir by Chola, the Gaon brings down the Rashba Svara, that we cannot add on to Chazal. But the Chafetz Chaim in the Mishabura never brings that Svara down. He always just says, a Chola is not the same level onus. And Rabbeinu Tam, you know, not everybody knows about it. Sounds like, if it's very meforsim, it would be mutter. And Rav Moshe and Atshuva also tries to prove that as long as there's a bigger enough onus or a big enough exception that fits into the rules, we could add it on, even though it's not beferish mentioned in Chazal. And he shows that many Rishonim seem to go like that. And it's not muskim lako. So it ends up being we have this very big machlokis. And it's not so clear, do we pass like this Rashba or not? You know, the Rashba is brought down by the Beis Yosef. The Torah brings down the Sfar, the Rashba. The Biargo brings it down. The other poskim don't seem to bring that Sfar down. And so now, there's an interesting Haggah in the Me'iri. And then when they found the Me'iri, the Defus of the Me'iri that was found, they found a Haggah written there. And it's dated back to the middle 1400s, and that to a Rav who lived in southern France. And there was a Maisa Shahaya in his city. Then lo and behold, everybody was planning to get a haircut on Erev Yontiv with the barber. And they wake up Erev Sukkos, or is Erev Sukkos. They wake up Erev Sukkos morning, and all the barber shops are closed. It was a holiday for the barbers. In those days, the barbers probably also did bloodletting, and they were kind of like doctors, whatever it was. It was a holiday, a day off for them, Memorial Day, Labor Day, for all the doctors, all the barbers in town were all closed. The Yidden were caught off guard. It was not on their calendar about this. They were not aware of this. This holiday, and all the barbershops were closed, and they could not get a haircut for the COVID, the Yontif of Sukkos. So the Shiloh was, but obviously during Chol HaMoed, the barbershops were open. So are they allowed to get a haircut during Chol HaMoed? It's mentioned there that Rove of the people in the city were caught off guard and not have any haircuts. Some maybe got haircuts a few days before. So this Rav writes that the Chor is telling this Machlokas Rishonim, and whether if there is a onus that is so muchach, but it's not mentioned in Chazal, can we be mekel on? The Me'iri is mekel, and the Rashba is machmir, and there's more shittas Rishonim on both sides. And he says that together with other Rabbanim, they paskin to be somach on the Me'iri, and they allowed the members of their city, of their kehila, to take haircuts during Chol HaMoed that particular year. And he says, other Rabbanim, they all anyway, agree to that. And most people were somach on that to get haircuts. It sounds like not everybody was willing to do that, but most people followed through and got haircuts based upon that psak. That is what this Hagah in the Me'iri writes, a psak from the Maisa Rav, a Maisa Shahi in the 1400s. But that lachora is we cannot use that psak lalacha. He was being somech on the Me'iri, but once the Shulchan Aruch was written 100 years later, the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rashba that even a cholim mefursim and cannot get a haircut, and we don't add anything on if the way the Vilna Gaon is learning the Shulchan Aruch like the Rashba. So the Chora, we can't necessarily use that psak. They were passing like the Rishon, they were Mekel. But the Shulchan Aruch could very well be passing like the Rishonim who are Machmir. And therefore, Maisu, we may perhaps cannot use that particular psak. In that Hagah, he brings down a second Svara to Mekel. That second Svara is that he said, you know what? This really maybe is included in the Mishnah, in the case of the Mishnah. Because maybe the whole city was like on a boat. The whole city was like on a boat. We were in a place where we could not get a haircut. There was no haircuts available. And there were in that, so therefore maybe treat the whole city like Ba Medinas Hayam. We were all like on a boat. So maybe it's included in the mission itself. And if that was for together with the Me'iri Shita, that's how he paskin to remake them. So the Chora, coming back, here we are in our Tekufa. Is there enough svara to be makom? Is someone because of the social distancing rules and all the different laws that close down all the barbershops going into Yontif, and we were not able to get haircuts going into Pesach? Would there be a heter during Chol Hamoed if for whatever reason they might have opened and so whatever makom, whatever it might be, to go and get haircuts? We could say that maybe according to the Shulchan Aruch, if it's such a big onus, it would be mutter, like the way the Mishavur seemed to understand it. Such a big onus, it would be mutter. And also we could taina that such an onus of this nature, which affected the entire world, has probably never been anything that affected the entire world, and perhaps the Dor HaMavo, the Dor HaFloga, such an onus of this nature is like a for sure would be included in the cases as for sure the Chazal would have allowed it. And they were talking about high-level onsen, but high-level onsen, this nature, it's hands down that it would be included, even though it's not beferish mentioned in the Mishnah. Maybe that's a svara. Also, it could be that we were also like in a svina. We were in a boat. There are no barbershops available to us like that Rav in southern France, Tainan in the 1400s. Maybe we could even stretch and say we were like all Bebes Hasur, Bebes Hashivi. We're all home. We're all locked down in our home. There's a lockdown. We couldn't get out of our houses. We weren't supposed to leave for those type of reasons or anything, unnecessary reasons. Maybe either it's domit to the cases in the Mishnah. Maybe there is reason to be mekel. Lamaisa, as you see, it's a very difficult shilam. A lot of different svaras to be mekel, and perhaps we still have it's a low plug. We only have the case of Chazal mentioned and nothing else, like the Rashba seems to be saying. And, so that's why this is a shilah that it takes it's a very chomer shilah to be matter this gzeir drabanan, this iser drabanan of Chol Hamoed. And there's several rabbanim have done on this. And in the different psukim have been given on this lemaisa, and I'm just coming to show while the different svaras are involved, we're not here to paskin the shaila, but we do see it's what all the different studim are. Okay, that's all lagabi Chol Hamoed. Now let's discuss svira. In svira, we don't see any special exceptions in svira given the. Outside of for a simcha, like for a bris or something of that nature, we see different exceptions. But otherwise, we don't see different exceptions mentioned in Sfira where one's allowed to go and get a haircut. In fact, the Gemara later on in the Perek mentions that these exceptions in our Mishnah here, that Elu Megalchim is only exceptions for Chol Hamoed, and Avu Bar Minan, someone in Avelis, he was on a boat and was not able to get a haircut, and then Nebach Bar Minan, he became a novel And we don't have these exceptions for him. We don't have exceptions that, though, you know, wasn't able to get a haircut before, and now he's a novel, and let's allow it. These exceptions, Chazal only allowed in Chol HaMoed. They did not allow these exceptions, Lagabe, other inyanim, other types of iser of disparis or giluach. And becomes a Pima Gadim, quoted by the Chavetz Chaim in Abir Loch and Hilchos, in the lochas of Sphere Somer, Vavelis and Sphere Somer, Simit Tov Tzadi Gimel. And the Pima Gadim says that whatever heterim are mutter than Chol HaMoed would also be mutter doing Sphere. And its Sphere is more kal. Sphere is really only a minig. It's not mamish and iser. And if for an iser drabanan of during Chol HaMoed, Chazal were making these exceptions, they were certainly making these exceptions during Sphira. And now, based upon that Pima Gadim, even if we might be a little hesitant to allow it during Chol HaMoed, because of the Rash B'Shita, the way the Vilna Gaon brings it down, l'halacha, that perhaps we can't add on to anything the Chazal mentioned. But during Sphere, which is only a minig, we certainly have other Rishonim, like the Meiri and others, that don't go like the Rashba, and we have others, so many different Svaras, that all the Svaras, even if maybe we would be hesitant to be Samech on them during Chol HaMoed, we could certainly be Samech on them during Sphere. Therefore, if the barbershops opened up during Sphere, a person would be able to get a haircut. We have enough Svaras, Choshev Svaras, to be Samech on, and she did the Rishonim to be Samech on. But comes Rav Moshe. Moshe writes in the Tshuva that he has a hard time understanding Bechlal, the whole Pima Gadim. And says, I understand Chazal would make on these exceptions to take a haircut in Chol HaMoed. What was the pressure, the urge to allow them during Chol HaMoed? Because Taka, we want people to look good during Chol HaMoed. They need to look good in Chol HaMoed for the last days of Yontif. Therefore, they covered the Yontif, they allowed it. And therefore, they made exceptions. They covered the Yontif. But over here, by Sphere Saomer, we're on Velis for the Tamidim Rabbi Akiva, and a person's supposed to be by Velis. So why should we go and be Materit? You know, Adarabba, a person should look more maneuverable and be more by Velis. Why should we go and be Materit? And so the Chor, we should not do it. We don't have these Aterim by Velis itself. Here it's a Velis during Sphere, Kleisos and by Velis. So we should not be allowed. Why is it so pasha to the Pima Gadim and the Chavetz Chaim that whatever's mutter during Chol HaMoed for Chol HaMoed is mutter during Sphira, Adarabba, during Sphira, we should not have those exceptions. But Moshe does say that even Avelis itself has certain exceptions where a person is such a maneuver and maybe we could apply that there. You know, his hair is growing so much, he hasn't gotten a haircut in so long, and finally is able to get a haircut. Maybe we could, after he writes, we could apply those extreme exceptions that are mutter in certain cases, and by a velis, so maybe we could allow that over here. But just to simply apply the heterim of Chol HaMoed to Sphira, says Moshe, it's not so precious. That's also Shaila, not as Chomer's a Shaila of Chol HaMoed, but it's also what the Danan, Lagabi Mimatra during Sphira. And Baruch Hashem looks like it's somewhat academic, and where we're holding now, we're already holding at the end of Sphira. Tomorrow is the beginning of Shoshi Mehagbalam. So the Shaila really might not be so Nogea. But we definitely learn a lot of different halachas and Svaras from here, from this particular halacha. I think just to end off, Chazal tell us in Pirkei Avos, Ben Bagbag Omer, that hafochba, hafochba, hafochba dekolaba, that go and learn more and more Torah, and you'll see that everything is in the Torah. One's a rangatan in the learning, and your mam is steiging, and your ma'amik in your learning, everything's in the Torah. Torah is nitzchias. I heard from once one of the Gedolei Poskim in Eretz Yisrael, that of all the new shilas that have come on his table, medical issues, science issues, and so on and so forth, modern day technology, he has yet to find, there's no shila that has no marker in Chazal, a medrash, a rashi, some marker in Chazal in the Rishonim, hafochba, hafochba, v'kolaba, that the Torah is nitzchias. And even this type of shiloh, which has come up, there's sugyas, just have to be medama milsa, know how to be medama milsa, but everything is in the Torah. And certainly now that we're preparing ourselves, a chana for Kabbalah Satorah, it's so important to know that the Torah is the olam vod, is nitzchias, it's the blueprint of the world. And any shaila and any inyan that we need to know how to be knowing, how to conduct ourselves, it's all in the Torah. Everything is in the Torah. It's just a matter of learning it and knowing it and knowing and being able to find it in the Torah. But everything is there. Again, a great shakorach. Everyone should have a lot of hatzlacha. Everyone should be gezunt. And you should just have a good yontif.